The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 9, God to the Rescue, Moses and the Great Escape from Egypt, from Exodus 3-13. Joseph and his brothers grew old and died, but their children's children stayed on in Egypt, where they became a very large family. Later on, a new king began to rule, but this pharaoh didn't remember Joseph, and he didn't like God's people. He made them into his slaves, and beat them, and made them work harder and harder. God's people cried out to God to rescue them, and God heard them. He remembered his promise to Abraham. He would look after his people. He would find a way to set them free. One day, Moses was looking after sheep when something caught his eye. A bush was behaving very oddly. It was flickering with flames, but its leaves weren't burning up. He took a closer look. "Moses," boomed a big voice. Moses leapt back. The bush was talking to him. "I have heard my people's cries," God said. "I have seen their tears. So I have come down to rescue them. Go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go free." Moses was afraid, but God said, "I will be with you." So Moses went to Pharaoh. "Pharaoh," Moses began, "God says..."
"God?" said Pharaoh. "Never heard of him."
Moses kept going.
"God says, let his people go free."
"Why should I?" Pharaoh said. "Don't want to. Won't."
So he didn't. So God gave Pharaoh 10 warnings called plagues. First, God turned the River Nile into blood. No one could drink the water. But still, Pharaoh would not let them go. So God made frogs come hopping and leaping and jumping. In your bed, frogs. In your hair, frogs. In your soup, frogs. All over, everywhere, frogs.
"Make them go away!" Pharaoh screamed. "Then your people can go."
So God took the frogs away. But Pharaoh changed his mind.
"You can't go," he said.
Then God sent zillions of gnats. But still, Pharaoh said,
"No."
So then God sent swarms of flies, flies buzzing in your eyes, flies. But after that, sickness and horrible boils and huge hailstones and a storm of locusts. Then darkness, when it should have been day, until it seemed the whole world, creation and everything, was coming undone, falling back into darkness and emptiness and nothingness. But each time Pharaoh said,
"Make it stop, and then I'll let them go."
Each time when God made it stop, Pharaoh changed his mind and said,
"Actually, no, you can't go."
Finally, Moses warned Pharaoh,
"Obey God, or he will have to send the worst thing of all."
Pharaoh just laughed. So God said, "The oldest boy in each family in Egypt must die, but my people will be safe." God told his people to take their best lamb, to kill it, and to put some of its blood on their front doors.
"When God passes over your house," Moses explained, "God will see the blood and know the lamb died instead of you."
That night,
It was just as God had said. Suddenly, piercing the darkness, echoing down the corridors of the palace, came a blood-curdling scream. Pharaoh's oldest son had died. At last, Pharaoh did what God said.
"Get out!" Pharaoh shouted. "Just go!"
And so, that very night, Moses and God's people fled out of Egypt and out of slavery. They were free at last. God's people would always remember this great rescue and call it Passover. But an even greater rescue was coming. Many years later, God was going to do it again. He was going to come down once more to rescue his people. But this time, God was going to set them free forever and ever. In today's story, we hear the story of God rescuing the people of Israel from being slaves in Egypt. And there are several interesting things. God chooses Moses, and he uses Moses to go in and lead his people out. Many times God does have special people that he is preparing and that he is shaping and molding. Moses went through many things before this, but he was a man of God, and God used many things that he went through to bring him to a point where Moses was ready to serve God. And so then he called him, and Moses listened and obeyed. Now, when Moses got there, though, Pharaoh did not want to listen. Many times we will encounter people who do not want to do what God tells them to do. They will fight it with all that they have. For some reason, even when bad things happen, they still fight God. And I often don't understand it. But for some reason, Pharaoh was one of those people. He would not do what God told him to do. He was stubborn, and he insisted on doing things his own way. And as a result, he and many people suffered. God kept doing bad things, whether it was turning the water into blood or sending all the frogs or sending very, very bad storms and flies and gnats and locusts to eat up all of the crops. He also sent hailstones that killed many people and the animals. He sent just many diseases and bad things. And Pharaoh kept saying, I'm wrong. If God will take it away, I will obey. But then when God took it away, he still did what he wanted to do. Pharaoh would not listen and obey God. I pray that we never are like that. That we will listen and obey God the first time. But at the same time, be aware that at some point you will probably encounter someone who is like Pharaoh. Someone who, no matter what happens to them, they refuse to listen and obey God. Finally, Pharaoh suffered a very bad consequence. His own son died because Pharaoh had refused to listen to God. If Pharaoh had listened and obeyed, his son wouldn't have had to die. But Pharaoh didn't listen. Now, the story of what we call the Passover. This is an interesting story, and it is also a very interesting picture of Jesus. Jesus actually died on the Passover. This became an annual celebration where the people of Israel would remember how God had rescued them. And on the Passover night, they would take a lamb and kill it and share the meat among the family. And this was, they did this every year to remember this, even when Jesus was alive. And he was actually killed on the Passover night. And in many ways, he is like that lamb. The lamb was killed. Its blood was used to mark the house to say, this is one of God's people. Don't kill the oldest in this house. They are safe. They are protected. Just like that, the blood of Jesus covers us. And when God's judgment comes, it is the blood of Jesus that says, "This one is mine. This one is safe. I have rescued this one." And so, we have been rescued through Jesus. We have been rescued. We have been set free. God doesn't want us to be slaves. God does not want us to be slaves to sin. God does not want us to be slaves to our old ways of life. God has set us free in order to follow Him, in order to obey Him. And following Jesus and obeying Him and doing what God says to do, it's actually very freeing. It's wonderful freedom that we're no longer feeling like we have to sin and like we're controlled by these bad things that we don't really want to do. Instead, we are doing what's right, and it brings joy and happiness to our and peace to our hearts. And so I pray that you will obey God today and allow Him to fully set you free. Lord, I pray that you would just set us free, God. Lord, help us to trust in you. Help us not to be like Pharaoh, but to be open to listening to what you say. Help us to hear and to obey and to do what you tell us to do. Lord, you did send Jesus to set us free. So God, set us free today. If there are things that are in our lives that should not be there, help us learn how to be free of those sins that control us and how to follow you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.